Blog Talk Radio.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.
All the information on the listeners right now. Only information I have
only information I have about what happened was that they found him in his pool. So, you know, I'm not really sure how that went down, but hopefully we'll be able to get some information on it.
Yeah. Oh, I heard the show earlier today with Miss Betty Wright and Twista. It was a great show. I really did enjoy it. Her words of wisdom passed down. I enjoyed it, really.
Oh, well, thank you, bro. Thank you. You know, for those that don't know, I mean, I tell you guys all the time. I tell all the listeners, man, tune into the D-Hour show all the time. And you don't know. You just don't know who's going to be on the show with us, who's going to be hanging out and getting it in with us. I mean, the D-Hour show was on air Sundays, you know, Sunday, Monday. Well, starting next week, it'll be Monday. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And, you know, we got it in. Rarely you may catch, we may have two shows on Tuesdays. You know, sometimes we have a morning show or afternoon show. But today, your boy D Slate, you know, for everybody got a chance to get it in and have a nice conversation with the legendary soul singer, Miss Betty Wright. You know, I talked to her this morning, you know, on the show, and I also got a chance to talk to Chicago native and hip-hop superstar Twista. Was in the building. I also got Twista to spit some bars. I got Twista to spit the bars, you know what I'm saying, this afternoon. So he spit some of them tongue-twisting bars this, you know, this afternoon. So that was love. And I had a wonderful time, and I had a great conversation with both of them, and both of them are some stand-up individuals and very intelligent and real intuitive when it comes to this music business. And I hope a lot of the entertainers out there and up-and-coming artists, you know, whether it be poets or singers or rappers that's listening right now, get a chance to go back and check out the show we had with them this morning. They dropped some knowledge. And for those who don't know, Miss Wright, she's a teacher. On Tuesday, she's a teacher, and she teaches songwriting, you know, and teaches the kids about, you know, just trying to teach the new generation some of the great techniques and some of the great things, you know, prowesses, you know, about being a songwriter and just giving the new generation something great to look forward to. And hopefully she can help dish out some great songwriters and singers for this new generation. And yeah. You know, she's also, not only is she teaching them about that shit, but she's teaching them about life as well. So, what an incredible teacher to have. I mean, I wish she was my teacher, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know, trying to get in this business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's real. But, you know, CK, I know everybody, my boy CK was gone for, you know, a little bit, but he's back, and we never got a chance to talk to you about it. I know we've talked about it on the show a couple of times, about what you think about the whole Chris Brown and Drake situation.
You know, I really think that was the most pettiest thing I heard. I seen that. I read up on it, and I was like, his bodyguard, that was back and forth, and it was like, y'all too old to be doing all this stuff. And I'm like, y'all entertainers too, so as entertainers, y'all supposed to have, I know that the world sees us to have this type of personality, but at the same time, it's like we gotta show our maturity, and they're old enough to know that this is what you don't do. You don't need to be doing this. You don't need to be doing that because you got people that look up to you, idolize you, that enjoy your work, enjoy what you do, and then you go out here into these clubs, and then everybody's acting crazy, you know, or your people acting crazy. You need to like pull like to the side and say, hey, you know, you messing up my rep here.
That's real. You know, I mean, the problem is, too, man, like I stated before for everybody, you know, it was supposedly, you know, Drake threw a bottle and, you know, it got the bottles going, the bottles throwing and all that got going down. And, you know, apparently, you know, the rumors are Tony Parker of the San Antonio Spurs was injured because he was in the club at the time during the whole, you know, fiasco. And as well as... rumors that a young lady, you know, got injured, you know, hit in the head, you know, and it's ridiculous, and I don't know what's going to go down. From what I read, you know, Drake may possibly be facing some reckless endangerment charges. I mean, I don't know on how that's going to go down, how they're going to settle that. But my problem, first of all, is this is the second time everybody has heard that Drake is, you know, because apparently the whole problem with the whole argument or debate or fight between the two was over Rihanna. Now, here's the problem. The problem I had, if that's true, this is the second time that Drake has got into it with somebody over a woman. You know, that's the first thing, and with him, and then the second thing, you know, with Chris Brown. First of all, I think both of them are incredible artists and incredible entertainers. You know, especially Chris Brown. And I think that just negative press is the last thing that Chris needs. I think the negative press is the last thing he needs. He needs as much positive press as possible. He's had so much negative press in the past, man. I just feel like, Chris, negative press is the last thing you need. And I have a problem, too. And I want to see what CK feel about that. But I have a problem, too. You hear a lot of artists or, you know, you hear a lot of celebrities saying that they don't want to be role models. You know, I know I'm not trying to be a role model. You know, I didn't get into this to be no role model. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be anybody's role model. Okay, here's my problem. First of all, when you decided to be in the music business, when you decided you wanted to be famous and be a superstar, you took on the job of being a role model, whether you like it or not. That's all a part of the package. That's all a part of the fame, what I like to call the fame package. That's all a part of the fame package. If you didn't want to be famous, if you didn't want to be a superstar, then, you know, you shouldn't have gotten into that business. If you didn't want to be a role model, you shouldn't have gotten into the business.
Okay? Exactly.
Don't be an entertainer. Don't be famous. If you don't want to be a role model, then you don't need to be in the business. Unfortunately, you're a role model, whether you like it or not. So you have, you know, you hear this, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. You know, so you have to take the responsibility to shoot out positive media and positive press and not all this negative nonsense. Yeah, we all people too, and the superstars are all human and regular people like us as well. But, you know, when you think about it, they're not as much regular as us, because there's not a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, flaunting around and got the type of money that they have or the type of status that they have. But all in all, yeah, they get mad and get into arguments and get angry just like everybody else do. But unfortunately, the media is watching you 24/7, so you got to be a lot more cautious with the things that you do.
Exactly, D. I was going to tell you the same thing. Yeah, when you go into that business, when you inspire people, when you out there on the stage and you touch these young girls and you influence these young guys to do it, you are taking on the role model part, because that's something that you're reaching out to them. You're doing something to them. It's, you know, I heard Charles Barker said this a long time. I was a little boy, and he had said that he's not our role model. Our parents are. No, you are a role model, because you're representing something that us young people believe in. And that's what they are doing. They're representing something that these new generation of kids believe in. These got kids that want to be the next Chris Brown or the next Drake, the next Monica, the next Brandy. You know, we had our new edition. We had Michael Jackson. We had Jackson 5. We had Motown. I was going to say earlier about Ms. Betty Wright going to school. That's the one thing that she's doing, because I recall Berry Gordy back in the 60s when Motown, he started, that he had a finishing school. He took them through everything, recording, everything, but when you trying to go out on stage, you got to present yourself. And when
That's
you
right.
represent yourself in Motown, so he gave them a finishing school. It was like times Marvin Gaye used to sing with his eyes closed, and he had to get them out that habit. They had to tell them how to dress, how to fold their clothes, how to fix their bands. That's what they did with the Jackson 5, because they were the last of the finishing school before they sent them out there to be superstars. So I said bring that back. I think that we need to bring that back in anything that we do. If you're going to go into poetry, we should have people that's going to teach you how to do poetry correctly. If you're going to be in singing, dancing, acting, whatever, it should be some kind of finishing school to teach you the ropes, as well as prepare you for the future if you're not capable of doing it. If you're not talented to do those things, maybe we can prepare you for something that will actually fit your curriculum.
And that's real. Oh, yeah. You're right. No, you're absolutely right, bro. I think that it should be they should be able to have some extra schooling or, you know, maybe teach some classes to some of these up-and-coming artists, man, to definitely show them, to give them the ins and outs and what it takes to really be to be successful in this business. You want longevity, you know, in the entertainment business. You want longevity. You know, you want to be able to say, like a lot of these artists, like Miss Wright, you want to be able to say, man, you want to be able to say, I've been in the business for 30 years. I've been in the business for 40 years. You know, I've been in the business for 50 years. There's a lot of artists, man, and even new artists. There's a lot of them out there that can't say that. There's a lot of them. I was hot for 3 years. I was hot for 5 years. You know, it's not a lot of them. You know, I had a hit single for a couple of years. You know, it's not a lot of them that can say I've been in this business for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? I've been in this business for 40 years. A lot of them can't say that. So with these new artists coming up, that's what you want. You want longevity. You want longevity in this business. You know what I'm saying? If you want to make an impact and, you know, teach the next ones, then you want longevity is what you want. But, you know, we're going to touch. Go ahead, CK.
I was going to say this before we go into the next thing. I was going to say I give thanks and praises to Dick Clark, Don Cornelius, because without American Bandstand or Soul Train, our artists would not be showcased. And I also think that we need more of these shows to come back to showcase the real talent. You know, what happens now is anybody can go in the studio and record a record. But, you know, just like in school, when you learn the stuff, when you come to take the test, you're going to test yourself to actually know what you're doing. And see, where our groups from back in the day were doing, they had live shows, they had live albums, and they tested themselves to see how talented they were. And see, a lot of that, they're not doing a lot of that anymore. I mean, they have a few tours here and there for a few artists, but I can go in and make myself sound like Neo and call it a day and make $1 million off that, you know. But the real test will be if I'm going out onto the stage. And we need more of these shows. We need more Soul Trainings. We need more American Bandstand. We need something that will showcase our talent because the money is not coming in on the record sales like it used to.
That's real. Oh, you're absolutely right. But we I'm gonna go to the line real quick, ladies and gentlemen. I got my girl, poet extraordinaire, who's gonna be rocking the poet mic tonight. On the D Poetry spot, Miss X Blue Rain in the building. Hey, how you doing, Blue Rain?
Hey, what's up, you guys? How y'all doing?
How you doing? What's going on?
Hello, Kaiser. Not much, listening to the conversation about what you guys are talking about with regards to Drake and with regards to everything. Yeah, I was sorely disappointed in Drake. I was just, you know, like, I mean, He seems to have an antagonistic personality, even with the whole beef with the quote-unquote beef with him in Common. You know, he seems to be antagonistic, and I understand in the quote-unquote industry you have to make waves, I guess, to make ground or get respect. But that was just, like, too far, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, unfortunately, we got stuff like World Star Hip Hop. I actually spent 15 minutes going through World Star Hip Hop, and all I see is us on there looking like a fool. Like on a regular basis, fights in restaurants and fights at clubs and chicks having sex with a dude while she on the phone with her man and people recording fights instead of breaking them up. And it's like, dang.
And they think that's media. They think that's good media, and that's the problem. And I agree with you. I don't understand why we think a lot of us as black folks and minorities, why we think that it's okay that type of entertainment is okay, and it's not. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining.
I would say that we just bought into the devil's message. And I say the devil's message with regards to the movies. And the movies were depicted as savages, as irresponsible, as ignorant, as unintelligent. You know, a black man can't be in a relationship with a black woman. Success is not something, like, even in the movies, like Daddy's Girl, you had this great, successful attorney, black woman, with this mechanic, crazy baby mama, black man. Now, in the end, yes, they got together, so we should be celebrating it. But why is the imagery that the black woman is making more money than the black man when 95% of the brothers actually do make more money than the sisters? But it's because we so jaded with this media that they don't need to put out no more movies about us killing each other. We will put it out there ourselves. They don't need no more movies about us destroying each other. We are doing it ourselves. And it's funny because I believe it was Elijah Muhammad who said that at the judgment day, all the devil's going to say is, they chose to follow me. They chose to do what it is. And it's so sad because we're doing this, and we're thinking that it's cool. And so then you got people like Drake and Chris Brown. I'm sorry, but they are extremely responsible. I hold them responsible for every video of every bit of ignorance that I saw today. I hold them responsible because it's like, what messages are you sending? And why are you okay with this?
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems I had, too, with that situation, you know, this is for those that don't know, you know, all the listeners out there, this is Black Music Month. You know, and you had to do that nonsense during Black Music Month. You know, that's another thing I was disappointed by. And then, you know, I hope everybody got a chance to celebrate Juneteenth yesterday. And when you had Juneteenth a couple of days ago, and just, you know, to do that nonsense, Black History Month, I mean, Black Music Month, we want to uplift black music. We want all the African-American artists out there to show positivity in this music business and show success in this music business. And we don't want to see any negative images. You just really had to do that during this particular month, you know, that we're deemed for Black Music Month. It's just... it's insane, man. I really don't understand that.
They just bought into the message that was just placed out there. It's like I said, they no longer, it's no longer required for the media to depict us as savage, beast-like, incapable, corrupted. And it's funny because we have a black president in office, and yet and still we have no black pride. We're not pride. We have no desire to know anything beyond. I think most black people think that our history began with slavery, because I'm still seeing all these slaves running around here, and it's like nobody's expanding mind. That's why I love what I do as a poet. I'm not restricted by any, and that's why I love independent artists. Oh my God, I love independent artists, because we're not restricted by mainstream media. We're not owned by music gurus. We're not owned by major companies. I can write in a poem, in a piece, whatever it is I would like to say, and I am not restricted by any parameters that exist, which means that I really believe that the salvation for people is going to be poetry. It really is going to be poetry. We need a few national poetry months. We need poet conventions. We need seminars where people get to really experience the beauty and the amazing word power of poetry, because we don't abide by these same concubine type rules. We're not hidden away in secret. We can actually come to the forefront, and we create venues like even your show. These, like, you allow us room to express, to reach hearts, which is what music used to do. Don't do
that
no more.
That's what it used to do. Yes.
That's what it used to do. So now you got to go to the independent artists to even find that. I mean, we still have great artists like Jill Scott. We still got people making really good music. I don't discount that, but they're not the majority anymore.
That's right.
They're the minority.
You're right, and I think that that's the reason why I love what I do, because I've talked to some incredible artists and poets, and, you know, showcased their music and had them on the show. It's some seriously talented individuals out there who seriously deserves to be heard. And I know I've said this a thousand times, and I'm going to keep saying it again. You know, you all those artists out there, and I'm glad that Blue said that about the poets, because you do need, you guys do need that type of outlet, because there's a lot of poets out there who writes incredible poetry. There's a lot of them who write incredible poetry, and is afraid to, they're afraid to express themselves and say it and recite it to people. They're writing it like crazy, but they don't have that that confidence enough to share it with the world. And I think you do need seminars and different shows like that to help bring out the true poet and a lot of these silent poets.
Right.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was gonna say that we need more mentors to help those that want to bring out the poetry, because I mean there's stuff that I know when I started, I was like about 11, 12 years old. All I did was write. I didn't have no one to talk to me and say, hey, you want to come out? You want to learn how to do it like this? You want to learn how to change your style? You want to learn how to perform in front of an audience? And then, because I know people that love to write as well, but they're afraid to go to the mic because they don't know how to take criticism. They don't know how to accept the audience and be one with them to make the audience, you know, want more from. So I strongly support it. We need mentors. We need more people who will do it. I know I learned a great deal from Blue.
That's real.
He said. You know, though, I also think when it comes to that, I think it is important that people have someone they can talk to. But then I think about people like Josephine Baker, people like Barry White, people like Quincy Jones, who didn't have a predecessor to show them the way. You know, people who had to make ways in order to make paths for us to follow. And I think that there are a lot of poets that have that spirit, but because we ourselves have these rules where, oh, well, you don't spit from paper, or you don't do this, you don't do that. I don't know how you're supposed to emulate your gift. I don't know how your gift is supposed to come out. So because I don't know, I can't dictate that to you because I'm not God. I didn't give it to you. So I think that, and I've even told Kaiser this. I was like, dude, and I'll tell him this in a minute. Do you. However it is you see it, because you have the vision of what it is that your words is supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Do you. So
absolutely,
it's like, you know, because I don't ask nobody permission before I write anything. I don't ask nobody. I've gotten to the point where I'll share with a few people because I've connected with some pretty amazing, genuine hearts, where I may ask, but at the end of the day, if I read this and it comes and hits me, I've done my job. If it makes me want to correct and adjust and make better and live up to the words, because I always write ahead of myself, then I've done my job. But if I'm waiting for somebody else's approval for phonetic content, and that's because that's why they have spell check. If I'm waiting for your approval to say, oh, it's okay how you're saying this, you're no different than Sony.
That's right.
Because you're not looking out for my message. You're looking out for something else. So it's one of those things where I'm very, very, you know, I appreciate that from Kaiser. In no way, shape, form, or fashion do I want to receive any kind of accolade, credit, nothing for what somebody else does. If I inspire you, that's my job. But dictating to you how you should say what you say, that's not my place. Not nobody's place.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. Real talk on the D-Hour show, ladies and gentlemen. Getting it in like that, you know how we do it. It's your boy D Slate. Got my boy CK in the building, my co-host CK. We got my girl Blue Rain in the building. She's getting ready to spit some poetry when we come back. We're going to take a music break real quick. We got my man, up-and-coming artist Junie, with his song So Fly. We got a little Case coming in as well. When we get back, we got the deep poetry spot. I'm going to let my girl Blue Rain spit this flaming poetry when we get back. And Blue Rain, if you don't mind, me and CK wouldn't mind if you hang out with us tonight on the show.
That'd be cool.
All right.
I will. Thank you.
All All right. Well, we gonna get it in real quick. It's your boy D Slay CK. Got my girl Blue Rain in the building. We're getting ready to kick off some hits for you guys real quick. Here's Junie with So Fly right here on the D Hour Show at Blog Talk Radio.
I never had a girl like you. No, 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 no. No, no. Hey, lady. Hey. I saw that sexy walk from a mile away. Your smile, the way you move, got me switching up my game. Am I dreaming? Cause you got me planning my future around you. And I ain't known you for a minute. Normally I don't do this.
I know a lot of girls, but you take my breath away.
Baby, you so different. Can I get your number? I ain't tripping. I never had a girl like you. Hey, baby, you're so fly. Fly, fly, fly. I never had a girl like you. Yo, I ain't the type to play games, baby girl, that's my word for real. So can I take you out? Maybe we can get back and chill. You want me deep inside, it ain't hard to see. Nice and slow.
I know a lot of girls, but you take my breath away.
Baby, you so different. Quit playing, girl, you know you really want this.
Begins again.
inside my mind. And for so many years, ooh, I knew it would be you here with me.
Event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, Deep Slate. Getting in here for the fit-ins. You know how we do it, playing all the hits. You just got through listening to my man, Case, with his hit joint, Happily Ever After. Before that was up-and-coming artist, Junie, with his joint, So Fly. Oh, yeah, we getting it in like that, always, playing all the hits right here on the D-Hour Show. It's the Tuesday spot. Before we get into the deep poetry spot, I want to ask, my co-host CK, and I guess in the building Blue Rain, did they get a chance to see the? Did you guys get a chance to see the interview with Oprah and Kim Kardashian?
No, I didn't get to it.
I've been bracing myself because I know a poem is gonna come from it. I do know that she asked. I saw some of the preview with the questions. And I was like, yeah, this is one of those joints that I'm going to have to sit and mentally, because she came, it looks like Oprah came hard, which she should have. I mean,
you sure did.
I agree that there was a photo that was floating around of the Kardashian family with Ray J on it. And before him, I had no idea who those people were.
Wow.
So, you know, I credit, I mean, Ray J successfully got a whole family into the mainstream by smashing one of the daughters. I mean, I had heard somewhat, but they were not, they were nowhere near who they are right now, period.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
So, you know, it's like for them to try to act like otherwise, whatever, you know.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think that I think for anybody out there who thinks that we definitely gonna touch on that some more when we come back a little later. But anybody out there that thinks that they should put a sex tape out there to be famous, unfortunately you got to get a V slap.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give you another. I'm gonna give you a V slap is what we call on the D Hour show is a virtual slap. I'm gonna give you another slap for just really thinking that you could be successful putting out sex tapes. Now, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to go ahead and kick off the D Poetry Spot. We do it every Tuesday, giving you guys some incredible poetry on Tuesdays. And tonight we got our guest Miss X Blue Rain in the building, and we're gonna go ahead and get ready to kick off the deep poetry spot. Everybody, light your candles. Get ready to relax. It's time for the deep poetry spot. Understand?
This is the D Hour Poetry Spot. The D Hour Poetry Spot. With each step, I'm reminded how many kisses. From the vibration as the bottom of my feet touch ground. It's 5 o'clock. And I'm waiting for him to release what I've been waiting on since 7 a.m. This is intense, and I'm kind of nervous. My mind and parts of my body anxiously await. He kisses. My heart beats faster than it ever has before, hoping he'll use me breathing heavily, wanting him to explore. I wait. He's hot, so I can have what's rightfully mine. He arrives. I'm patient, so I wait. And wait, he kisses. I anticipate him kissing the back of my hand as it interlocks with his. He's hot. He does more as a symbol that I am beautiful. He looks down at me. He's 6 feet. I'm 5'4". He's hot. He kisses my forehead to say that he has missed me. My body melts into his. I sink in and I'm patient, but it grows thin. For only the desire at this time, at this very moment, on this day, as I wait and wait, is that he gives me more than 4 kisses. He kisses. I am the soft-spoken poet, Team G. Pierre, and this is the D Hour Poetry Spot.
Yes, it's the D Hour Poetry Spot, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to the lovely Miss X Blue Rain.
All right. So this piece that I'm going to do, since we're talking about being role models and hopefully inspiring and encouraging anyone, this is the first poem that I ever wrote with regards to suicide. I know people who have had loved ones who have decided to leave here, and I also know what it's like to feel that way. So the name of this poem is actually called Stay Here, and it's in my new book, From Heart to Heart, I'm Every Woman. Hollow spirit, empty being. There is no life I am seeking. I find comfort in the darkness. Fear, this is endlessness. This is what they taught us. But in this darkness, I sense bliss. No pain or hurt, just empty spirit. Blades start to look like welcome mats. 38 looks like a good number, and high rises look like opportunities to fly for 3 seconds before my demise. And I love it when people say you have so much to live for, all lies. You want me to stay here? Where love is wrong and no one is trying to be right. You want me to stay here? Where the strong perish and the weak prevail. You want me to stay here? Where being black means living in a place that is the neighbor to hell. You want me to stay here? Where being a thug has more prestige than being a father with a degree. You want me to stay here? Where children are killed by the same women that birthed them. Women are loved by the same men that hurt them. You want me to stay here? Where the blood from the previous times cries out for me injustice and I have nothing to bring. You want me to stay here? Where every tear I've shed has gone unnoticed. Where the pain is so deep I can't focus. You want me to stay here? where I look at my children's faces and I can no longer give them a promise of a better day. You want me to stay here? You want me to stay here? Because every morning you give me a sunrise freely, and you've answered me every time I've fallen on my knees. You want me to stay here because you have work for me to do. And this pain you expect me to work through, but I'm so tired of crying. So tired of this feeling of desire and dying. So I tell you what, if tomorrow I wake up and see a sunrise, I promise to try. Because right now you're the only person that has yet to lie. And I have no idea why you love me so much. And all I have been seeking is an honest touch. So if I awaken this place that has brought me pain and see the faces of those who hurt me throughout this day, hold me close in my spirit. It's only because of you, God, I'm here today. Yes, that piece.
That's one of the reasons why I love poetry so much. Oh, my goodness. Incredible piece, Blue, incredible piece. I'm going to pass the mic back. I ain't going to hold her up. I'm going to pass the mic back, and we got some more poetry right here on the Deep Poetry Spot.
Oh, you want me to go again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Hold on. We standing.
You want more? Okay.
You just had a standing ovation. We want more. We want more.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a love piece now to balance that out. I don't want nobody being sad. This is a piece that I wrote for all the kings from their queens.
Absolutely.
Called I Want You. I'll erase you like I drew you, take you like I sued you, puppet you like voodoo, create you like a new you so I can make you better. Sweeter than a sweet tooth, my vitality than in your youth. Reveal those who are thirsty for you, because she'll love the less of you. Dress you up like a pinup dude. I want to see you better, true. I am the key to a better you. I can upgrade you. Take you from honorable mention to there is no contention. I can rate you. Speak to the king within your dreams. I can separate you. From the societal systematic setup that says you a savage beast, I can rename you. Osiris, Imhotep, Jesus, Shaka, Zulu, Jabril, Tariq, Elijah, Muhammad, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Farrakhan, Frederick Douglass, Thurgood Marshall, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali is what I call you. My knight in shining armor, armed with the strength of all the earth essence, I see you. From your reign on the thrones of Alcabana to the chains they placed on you unjustly after you were ripped from your rightful place, I feel you. The distance slavery put between you and me, between our destiny to live in unity, and I refuse to let the brokenness keep you away from me, I seek you. Study you like the great scrolls, looking into your past lives for the wisdom and knowledge to unfold. Learning your ins and outs so that me as your Isis can put back together the broken pieces of you. Know you so good that I know the biological makeup of your spiritual actuality. Come to commune with your soul daily. I want to be into you. In you so deep that I feel you breathe. Feel when I walk past your heart skipping a beat, I will breathe you. Inhale and exhale your smell. No need for oxygen because you are my lifeline. Perfectly imperfect, a man that is so divine, I want to be with you. No love making but creating sonnets and symphonies every time you enter me. Secretions between us sharing secrets of how creation came to be, how us coming together is smiled on by our ancestors, sharing in the essence of each other's energy. Exchange with me. Give me your life and I will give you mine. Give me your tears and I'll make them new wine. Give me your pains and I'll show you your purpose. Give me your heaven and I'll show you where your earth is. I want you. That's the piece.
Oh, Blue, thank you so much. It feels so good. I want the brothers out there to know, it feels good when somebody writes poetry about you. It just makes you feel so good when the poetry is about you, and you feel the love when you hear that poetry about you. So, Blue, thank you so much for writing that about me. I appreciate that.
No problem. My pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
Yeah, CK, like, D, I really don't think that was about you, brother.
So let's for a while.
But that was some incredible poetry of always. Ladies, for all the ladies and gentlemen out there that's listening that don't know, I've had Blue on the show before, and she rocked the mic, you know, the last time we had her on the show. So it's always a pleasure to have her on the show with us and just dropping knowledge and just giving us some incredible poetry as always. So thank you so much for that, Blue.
Oh, it was my pleasure. You know, I love your show, and I love what it is that you do for artists such as myself. So it's absolutely a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, we were talking about, ladies and gentlemen, a little earlier. You know, I'm going to go ahead and kick off some more music in a second. But we were talking about the whole interview with Oprah and Kim Kardashian. And she did state in the interview that, you know, she's recognized the fact that she got her fame because of a sex tape. And she's been trying so hard to put a positive image out there. But I just think that, you know, with other things and other little video clips and things that we've heard her do and say, I just feel like that hasn't really been happening. I don't know. She was asked whether or not she put the tape out there on purpose, and of course she said no. But to be honest with you, I think there's you know, sweet young ladies, and you know, I know they're trying to make a name for themselves, but I really truly do believe, even if she didn't personally put it out there, I think she did have a little influence about about the tape getting out there. So, and it was kind of like a dice roll, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't really sure whether or not it was going to make or break her, but fortunately for her, it made her a little famous. I really don't think that's the way to go for all the young ladies out there that want to be famous. That's really not the way to go. So hopefully a lot of young ladies ain't out there really thinking, or up and coming, you know, young ladies out there aren't really thinking, you know, maybe I should put a sex tape out there to be famous. Hopefully you're not thinking that. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I was going to say the way the entertainment world is now, they made it into a systematic process that you have to do this and be this, and you can't have this kind of, you got to be on this certain criteria and that certain criteria. And personally, a lot of young ladies now, they are young men, do almost anything to be recognized, whereas opposed to 20, 30, 40 years ago, if you got talent, you got the potential, somebody's going to work with you and put you out there. Now, They been censored and limited so much. Some of us are becoming desperate to get recognized, and that's really no way of getting out there. And I hope that he really learned a lot from that.
That's true.
I don't think she put it out. I've always felt like either her mother or her father did, or they did it collectively.
Really?
Yeah,
wait, I really do. So you think that her parents may have something to do with that?
Yes, I would not be shocked at all. Because think of who Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian are, undoubtedly beautiful women that designers were already chasing after because of their body types. They came along during the era where it was okay to be a thick chick, where it was okay, you know what I'm saying, to have hips and butt and breasts. And then they have that exotic look. Honestly, truthfully, she didn't need a whole lot of assistance in pushing her career forward. It was going to go in that manner. The fact of the matter is she has no talent. She has no talent, no singing, no dancing, nothing that's marketable for a parent that does not have a career and a parent that does not have any real potential of being taken care of. So what do? They pimp their children. So what is the benefit? You have your daughter who foolishly made a sex tape because you know what she's like, and you have access to such tape, and, you know, what do you do? it wasn't a personal thing to try to hurt her. It was a marketing tool. You have Ray J, who's Brandy's little brother. At that time, he was, singing, more in the public, hanging out with Shaq. It was like a win-win situation. It was not going to hurt Ray J at all. I saw the tape. Trust me. He is in no way, form or fashion, made to look any less of a man from the tape. Matter of fact, he had older women confused and questioning themselves on some levels because of what they were thinking about this young man. But I think that it was either a family decision, but her parents were definitely involved because it benefited them.
Look at who
are the true beneficiaries of the success. Kim does not have a recording contract. She doesn't have any movie deals. She just got on a television show years later. But yet they got this reality series. Mom's doing commercials. She's running, rubbing elbows with Sharon Osbourne to the degree now they're on Oprah.
That's true.
Kim doesn't strike me as being intelligent and forthright thinking enough to make such a plan. She doesn't strike me as the smart one. So
I agree. But you know, there's a lot of people. I've had this discussion with some other colleagues on some other shows, talking about they think that that Kim Kardashian or the Kardashians are famous, and I'm like, no, they're not. I'm like, and I agree with everything that you just said, Blue. I think that, my point was when I was speaking on that matter, my point was, their point was, she's got a clothing line and my point was, who doesn't have perfume and a clothing line? I'm like, damn near every celebrity out there has clothing line and perfume. I'm like, so that doesn't put her in superstar elite celebrity status. I'm like, that doesn't put her in that status. And even with that whole aspect, her sister Courtney is pretty much putting all the work in the whole fashion deal. So, so the thing about it is, I think that Kim is still trying to find her niche. She tried so many different things and it didn't work out for her. And I think she's still trying to find her niche. She stated when she took those pictures for the magazine, she made the public to believe that she was upset if they put those photos, of her out there that showed her breasts and her being nude and stuff like that. And she made it seem like she was upset about it. Well, I don't want people to think that that's the type of image that I want to, keep putting out there. And my thing was, first of all, you started that image. Okay?
I really think it's a collaborative effort between her and her mother. I've watched a few of the shows, and I watched how she relates to her as opposed to her other sisters and how she don't really take her seriously at all. And I actually, in a lot of ways, feel bad for her because she's never going to be taken seriously. I mean, she's dating Kanye West right now. You know, she bought him a car. I mean, it's like, okay, she's trying to find her way, but she's so misguided. She has no self-esteem whatsoever. She's just a beautiful woman with no direction and therefore really no purpose. So it's a sad thing that all she's good for is sex. She sells sex when they put her in a bikini. She sells sex when they do her in movies. I think the most I've seen her clothes is the episode that she did for the television show that she was just on. Hopefully that gives her some direction so she can stop putting herself out there. But, it's just like we were talking about earlier with the world star or hip-hop thing, how we no longer have to be portrayed crazy in movies. We do it ourselves. She doesn't need any coaching on to be a sex viewed dealing as a sex object. She's perfected that art because she's been taught well enough because it still goes back to her parents. So, yes, we can say, she keeps doing it, but that's all she knows. That's really truthfully all that. She's no different than the only difference between her and Paris Hilton is Paris Hilton actually did it because she just enjoyed it. She didn't care. Her family got money, please. She was born with money. Kim Kardashian didn't have it like that. she's what somebody would call a maid hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if I say
right.
That. You know, Paris was a born hoe. There's a difference there. You know what I'm saying?
she inherited hoehood. Okay, yeah.
Right,
heard,
right. She got, right. She got her hoehood honest. Kim had to, like, come up on hers. I mean, you know.
Real.
So, yeah, so that's my opinion on that. I feel sorry for her.
That's real.
Go
ahead, CK.
I was going to, not to cut you off, I was going to say that I have not once heard when that tape came out, I have not heard now one of her parents, well, I know her father's no longer here, but neither one of her parents were, like, opposed against it or tried to take legal action on removing it. And I've seen the show a few times. Her mother is a power hungry. I ain't going to say the word I want to say, but she's very power hungry. And she's all about business. So, like you said, Dean, Kim don't know where her niche is, but she's accepting what's going on, what's giving in, what's taking in right now for right now because that's where the money's coming in. But other than that, she's still trying to find herself.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you. Well, it's the D-Hour Show of Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, D. Slate, CK, and our guest host in the building, Miss X Blue Rain. We're getting in right now. We're going to go ahead and kick off a couple of hits for you guys real quick. As you guys know, we had a legendary soul singer, Miss Betty Wright, on the show this morning, as well as hip-hop superstar Twister. So right now, your boy, D. Slate, is going to pay some homage to Miss Betty Wright and Mr. Twister. We're going to start it off with Betty Wright's hit single, Clean Up Woman. And after that, my man Twister with his hit joint, Wetter. This is the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it. I know.
When you caught my eye.
welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, CK in the building. We getting it in, playing all the hits. That was Next with their hit Wifey. Before that was Twista with his hit song Wetter. And we pay homage to the legendary soul singer Miss Betty Wright with her hit single Clean Up Woman. Getting it in, we got our special guest, Miss X Blue Rain, in the building. And you know how we do it. You know what, for those that don't know, let me give you a little information about Juneteenth. For those that don't really understand what Juneteenth is, it's a celebration of the end of slavery in the U.S. A celebration marking the end of slavery. Juneteenth has deep roots. It commemorates the day, June 19th, 1865, when slaves were free in Texas. Once a regional holiday, it is now recognized in the majority of the United States. So, you know, that's for all those that really didn't know or understand what Juneteenth was all about.
There's been a lot of stories and a lot of press going out of with the whole election coming up with President Obama and Mitt Romney. There's been a lot of slinging. There's been a lot of, you know, name calling and you know, hash slinging and all types of, you know, which we know happens. But it seems to be a little bit more in this election than any other election. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I think this election is really crucial because this will be Obama's second term, which would enable him to do more in towards the way of correcting some of George Bush's mistake. Why George Bush is not in jail for war crimes, I have no idea. But, okay, that's still an issue. I don't know why he hasn't gotten that man arrested yet. But at the same time, Mitt Romney is the Republicans have made it known how much they hate this man. And they're going to pull out all the stops, all the crazy stuff to keep him from getting into office.
That's true. I think it's just ridiculous. Man, every time you turn around, they got something negative to say about him. You know, and he's trying to, you know, what I want people to understand is, you know, the president is trying to do his thing, but the majority of Congress is Republican. So it's a little hard for him to pass a lot of the things he want to pass when they keep turning it down.
Right. And I think that there's going to be a shift over Congress. I think we're going to get a more democratic conference and House of Representatives. I will have to say, though, that the president has made some decisions that I have not agreed with. And, you know, I support him as him being just on the basic level a black man. But that does not mean I completely agree. But Mitt Romney is definitely moving into a direction of an all-white America, which is a message that he's putting out there. So I'm kind of, like, really not feeling him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this ain't your country anyway. For real, for real. You a foreigner. You just came in and took over and killed a bunch of people and got into power. So, you know.
A lot of people out there are talking about, you know, even the ones that voted for Obama, there's a lot of talk out there, well, maybe we should vote for Mitt Romney. Look, man, this is what I want people to understand. You know, first of all, this is what I want people to understand. If we get another Republican in office, it's going to be worse, and then everybody that all the cats that voted for him are going to be upset and complaining. So I feel like don't put yourself in that situation right now, and don't put yourself in that situation in the future in this coming election, making a mistake voting for somebody who you really, really didn't want to vote for. But because you was upset with the decisions that was made by the president, you wanna twist it around and vote for somebody else. All I'm saying is don't make that mistake.
because when the worst comes because of the decision you made, then cats are going to be complaining, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it because he's going to be in for 4 years. So it's not going to be a lot of people to do about people. Make the right decision. Trust me. If the president gets another 4 years, he'll be able to do a lot of different things. But also with this coming election, we need to help him out. We need to put more Democrats in the Congress. We need to get more Democrats in the Congress to help him out. So that's the key. You know, if he does, you know, when he does win this election, to help him out, understand we need to get more Democrats in the office with him to help support some of the things that he's trying to do.
Martin, and I believe he will. I believe he will get this one. I do. I think even white people are like, shut up, Romney. Because, and then you also have to look at all of the issues that we're having politically. We have more cases of young black men being killed by white people, which is causing a sideways unity. I have a whole thought process with that as well. But there are things that are occurring that are moving us in a direction of unifying in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And so it's like this whole thing with how Romney is just basically ostracizing all the Hispanics and like, hey, send everybody back home. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to be witty, but he's coming off very arrogant, very chauvinistic, and very insensitive. And America is the melting pot. You know, you can't take color out of a pot. You know, unless you're going to get rid of the whole pot, you know. So it's I would predict that Barack Obama will get the next term and that there'll be some major changes. I would also say that I would not be surprised if he changed his mind on some of the things that he stated before this election, because this is all about strategy.
That's
so
true.
I think the statement that you made about not being mad or upset because of some decisions that he made, understand that you have to do what you got to do to get where you need to be so you can do what you need
to
do once you get there.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, CK.
I was going to say this whole election, it's like one of those things that it's like when you sit in the chair on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you got that real hard question. You got to really sit down and think about that before you open your mouth to make the next move. And see, President Obama, he's a, like Blue said, he's a strategy player. He's a chess player. He knows exactly where he needs to go and how he goes about it. I bet this man, he probably sleeps his strategies. He knows word for word, thought for thought, exactly where he wanted to head things. And that's some things I did not agree, but like we said, we need to have unity. We need to have everybody need to come together and get these Republicans out. I'm going to say it like this because Republicans are under two things. They're worried about money and they're worried about power. And see, Mitt Romney, only his thing is he want to come in and say, hey, I'm going to do better than Bush. Bush didn't ruin the country. Bush ruined my life, along with everybody else's. So he's going to try to come in and make it even worse. So, I just want to say to anybody out there, if you ain't out, if you ain't registered to vote, go register now, because we need our president to be Barack Obama for another 4 years, because if we get another Republican in office, you might as well say, I'm walking where I'm going because I'm not going to pay these gas prices. I'm not going to pay for these utilities. I might as well be living in some tent somewhere because everything's going to be too expensive. The rich is going to have theirs. Middle class is going to have theirs. And the poor people, they're going to be on the low totem pole where they always be because the Republicans, they wanted a Republican country.
Right.
That's true. I agree. I absolutely agree. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's DK. We got X-Blue right in the building. We're going to take a quick music break. When we get back, we're going to go ahead and close it out for the night. We're going to go ahead and kick it off with my man Noel Gordine with The River right here on the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it.
Growing up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny and laid down. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to. And by the river, now where black folks gather at the Sunday services through. How the river runs to the ocean. I've been riding like that since you. I got along, I'm moving on. I bandaged the scars up well. I think of her, then I sit and I wait for a card or a letter. I walk the beach with the sand in my feet, place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too, cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny and blue.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my friends for
oh,
the by the river where black folk gather at the Sunday services too. How the river.
It makes me think about grandmama just being, you know, right, the time where happiness was just fluid. I mean, I love that joint. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, and that's just one of those special songs, you know, like you said, it makes you think about growing up and think about home. For all those right now, I know we're hearing the noise, you know, for the sports fans right now, OKC is trailing the Miami Heat, 94-99. Is 2 minutes left in the fourth period. So you never know what's going to happen. If Miami goes up 3-1, it's going to be a little hard on OKC. But they pulled it out last time when they faced San Antonio in this position. So
not the same team though. They dealing with a whole different monster. They dealing with a team that wants a ring like a vampire wants blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been watching the game. I've been putting it on mute, but I've been watching the game in my living room, and it's like I hear everybody yelling, and, you know, Wade got hit and hurt his back and got up, and James fell and got back up. These men are determined. This is an amazing absolutely amazing series, you know, and I think that it's going to, I would say that it will come down to the wire, but I'm not so convinced. I think that, you know, OKC is a beautiful team. I think next year the Lakers get themselves together, that'll be a nice
different
matchup. Yeah, it'll be a little different. I'd like to see that matchup go down. But I'm still very much believing that the Heat is going to do it, because it was never for LeBron James to win. It was for the Heat, the team, to win. And now that you got Bosh and you got James and you got Wade, and then you got Chambers, and then you got Cole, and you got Body Ape, everybody like stepping up like, hey, we finna win this together, which is the way that it's going to get to. So I'm excited. I'm a basketball fan, if you haven't been able to pick that up.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We oh, yeah, absolutely. So hopefully we'll see what's going to go down in this series. I want to thank everybody for calling into the D-Hour show tonight. You know, we've been getting it in, and we've been, you know, we have some great poetry. We've just been getting it in tonight, playing some kids. I want to thank my guest, X-Blue Rain, for joining us tonight. Of course, my boy Nick with us. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on Nod Your Head Wednesday. Absolutely, right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight, and keep tuning in. Also, make sure you tune in for Nod Your Head Wednesday. We got Special Ed in the building. Master Ace gonna be kicking it with us. Make sure you guys tune in to Nod Your Head Wednesday with L1 and the crew. And also, tune into the D-Hour show this Thursday. For Celebrity Thursday, we got CC Pennington is going to be in the house with us, and you never know who else is going to be in with us as well. So make sure you tune into the D-Hour show. We got some great shows coming up for the remaining week. Keep tuning in. It's your boy D Slate. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the rest of your night. Please be safe. CK, what you want to say to the peoples?
I love y'all. Be safe. God bless. I won't pass that over to Blue, because she has an event coming up Thursday, so she needs to let everybody know what's going on with it.
Thank you, CK. Right. I appreciate that. On this Thursday and the next, the third Thursday of every month for the summer, I am going to be hosting SWIU calls, and the event is called Speak On It. And the difference between this open mic is that you get two pieces, but you are required for one of those pieces to pay homage to a poet, spoken word artist that came before you. So I'll be bringing my books by Tupac, Sonia Sanchez, Nikki Giovanni, of course, Kaiserific, Kells the Poet, Taylor Poet, L, Art the Poet, and myself. So that way people do that, because I think we need to get back to the root of our ability to do what it is that we do, those that came before us. So this one is going to be the pay homage. Now, the next one is going to be interesting. I'm not going to give that away just yet, but the next show, each show is going to have a specific thing. And the last show, I'm actually going to bring some features in from out of town. So we're going to have fun. We're definitely going to have fun.
Absolutely. Yes. And make sure you guys definitely check that out. And if you guys are in the area, make sure you go down and support her. Make sure you guys check it out. It's you know, she got the flame, so trust me. Make sure you guys support her. And Blue, if anybody want to contact you online, where would they be able to find you?
Man, all you have to do is just go to xblurain.com, xblurain.com. I finally have my own website up. There's a contact page where you can hit me up. You can Google my name. I'm on blog, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter. You know, just I make it easy. You can even email me at xblurain@gmail.com. So, but definitely get at me. I'm looking to get into more speaking, which is why I appreciate what you allowed me to do tonight, be late, not just come as the capacity of a poet, but as the capacity of a thinker, which I greatly appreciate. And you
absolutely,
as well, CK, for getting me on here. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I mean, I love having you on the show, and you know, the door is always open for you. You can come hang out with us anytime. Absolutely, hang out with us anytime. It's a pleasure having you on the show with us, as always. So,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the rest of your lovely Tuesday night. Enjoy the rest of this game, because I know it's going down to the wire right now, so please enjoy the rest of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the D Hour show. Make sure you guys check out Nod Your Head Wednesday tomorrow with L1, Amber, and RC. They're going to be getting it in with Special Ed and Master Ace. It's your boy D Slater, CK. We're going to see you. Please have a wonderful night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest spaceship, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.